listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 633. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day and that you need to be prepared. This podcast / broadcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people, some preachers even, foolishly have done down through the years. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus Christ then went on to give them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Those signs include, number one, the appearance of false Christs and false prophets. Number two, wars and rumors of wars. Number three, famines. Number four, pestilences, fatal epidemic diseases. Number five, earthquakes in divers or various places. Number six, increased persecution of believers. Number seven, the gospel being preached in all the world. Number eight, signs and great wonders in the heavens involving the sun, moon, stars, and planetary movements. Number nine, distress and perplexity among people. Number ten, increased violence as in the days of Noah. And number 11, increased homosexuality and sexual immorality as it was in the days of Lot. And there are many others that we can name, but time would fail me. So, beloved, looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines today from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to CNBC, amid new U.S. sanctions, North Korea's number two official began a 10-day visit to Iran that could result in the two sides expanding their ties. Iran's official news agency, reported Kim Jong-nam, chairman of the Supreme Assembly of North Korea, arrived for the weekend inauguration ceremony for Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. But given the head of North Korea's parliament is expected to stay for 10 days in Iran, the trip is being seen as a front for other purposes, including expanding military cooperation. Emily Landau, a senior research fellow at the Israeli-based Institute for National Security Studies, said there could be very problematic cooperation going on because of past history and because it makes strategic sense, especially for Iran right now. Both countries are looking for ways to push back against the sanctions by the U.S. and advance their weapons programs. Second today, under the sign category of distress and perplexity among people, according to NBC News, the suicide rate among teenage girls continues to rise and hit a 40-year high in 2015. According to a new analyst by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, suicide rates doubled among girls and rose by more than 30% among teen boys and young men in the U.S. It's all part of a growing national trend for more suicides. The CDC suicide expert Thomas Simon said nationally, overall, we have been seeing an increase in suicide rates that is pretty pervasive among all age groups. Overall, suicide rates have gone up 28% since 2000. And then third today, under the sign category of increased persecution, according to International Christian Concern, the government of the Republic of Somaliland has reversed its previous decision to allow the reopening of a historic church due to pressure from the public. Somaliland's religious affairs minister announced the decision in a press conference, citing pressure from the public and the nation's religious leaders as the main reason. He said that reopening the church, which was shut down 30 years ago, is not in our national interest. The country's Muslim religious leaders had denounced the planned reopening as part of a plan to convert the country to Christianity. Beloved, you can read these stories in more detail and get more Second Coming related news on our website at secondcomingherald.com. Now it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Battle of Armageddon Part 8, from Dr. Ed Heinsohn's fine book, Revelation, Unlocking the Future. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you appreciate what we're doing here, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Revelation, Unlocking the Future, by Dr. Ed Heinsohn. Dr. Heinsohn simplifies the message of the Revelation so that you can easily understand it for yourself. You need this book in your library. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at secondcomingherald.com. Seven bowls of wrath continued. The kings of the east, spoken of in the sixth bowl judgment, may simply refer to the Muslim nations of the east, including Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the former Muslim Soviet republics, which are under the sword of Islam. We cannot underestimate the vast Islamic world which hates Israel and wishes her annihilated. These nations may well be the great enemy who comes in one last jihad against Jerusalem from the north, south, and east, whereas the Antichrist appears to head up the secular powers of the West. John the Seer observes the demonic activity involved in all this when he points out the three unclean spirits that motivate the unholy Trinity: dragon, Satan, beast, Antichrist, and false prophet. They are the ones orchestrating the march to Armageddon. John tells us that these gathering the nations to the great day, that these demonic spirits, rather, are gathering the nations to the great day of God the Almighty. It is then and only then that the Revelator tells us where all these nations are headed. They are gathering together at the place which in Hebrew is called Armageddon or Armageddon. This is the only place in all the Bible where this name is given in this form. John pronounces the name for his Gentile readers in Asia Minor because they would not otherwise have been familiar with it. Scholars debate whether Armageddon is literal or figurative. Certainly the general vicinity around Tel Megiddo and the adjacent valley of Jezreel adequately fits the general description. So does its location between Jerusalem to the south and the Euphrates River to the east. Any army coming into Israel from the east would have to cross through the Jezreel Valley. Since Armageddon technically means Mount Megiddo, John may have in mind the mountainous area of Israel that surround this valley. In Ezekiel's prophecies, the mountains of Israel figure prominently in the final conflicts of the end times. The plain of Megiddo is either the staging area for the invasion of Jerusalem or the location of the final battle. The war spreads itself over 200 miles from north to south. In addition, the final conflict also has global consequences. The entire planet has great devastation. All that remains for the Antichrist is to control Jerusalem. But alas, he fails miserably. Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue our discussion of these judgments in our next podcast, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live. Now, in closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. J.C. Ryle goes on to say it is a collection of what he called, it is a collection of what he called prophetical tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Occupy Till I Come, Part 24, based on the parable of the nobleman who went away and left talents for his servants to use in his presence, or rather in his absence. J.C. Ryle writes, are you ready for the great change? Are you ready for the coming and kingdom of Christ? I do not ask what you think about controversial points in the subject of prophecy. I do not ask your opinion about preterism and futurism. I do not ask, dear friend, whether you think Revelation fulfilled or unfulfilled, or whether you consider the man of sin to be an individual, or whether you hold prophetic days to be years. About all these points, you and I may err and yet be saved. The one point to which I want to fix you down is this. Are you ready for the kingdom of Christ? That's a powerful question. The standard I put before you is nothing more than the New Testament standard, and that the apostles would have doubted the truth of your religion if you were not looking and longing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say above all that the grand end of the gospel is to prepare men to meet God. What has your Christianity done for you if it has not made you fit for the kingdom of Christ? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Oh, that you may think on this matter and never rest until you are ready to meet Christ Jesus. Dear friends, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next broadcast/podcast. At this time, let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help people to take the warnings. Help them to take heed to your holy word. Confess their sins and trust you as Savior and repent. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Beloved, remember the words of the Lord in Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doeth come. Matthew 24:44 says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Dear friend, if you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have never trusted Christ as Savior so that you can be saved from the wrath to come, sin and hell, Here's how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And then also in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Nobody's trying to scare you, just telling you the truth. Now, that is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save your soul from sin and hell. Please join me as I will pray right now what is commonly called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, meaning it from your heart, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou, you, shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your laws and your commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for me, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to begin to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he said, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.